Hello and welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris, and today we're going to talk about day two, recapping the playoffs, and we're going to be talking about the October 9th on a Sunday of the playoff game. This will be the third day of the playoffs that we are. This will be the second day we've recapped the playoffs, but the third series. But this is an elimination game. It's the Padres versus the Mets, the only game on October 9th. So we're going to talk about that more in depth. And then we're going to talk about a little bit more of the games on the October 11th game, because on October 10th they had a bye. But it was a Padres versus the Mets, and it was a surprising game. Joe Musgrove on the mound for the Padres, and Chris Bassett, a reliable pitcher for the Mets, was on the bump for the Mets. And the Padres and the Mets were the rivals in their division, and they really don't like each other. They've been facing each other all year. And it's really been back and forth. And so Joe Musgrove decided he wants to put his A game on, and he did really well. 7 innings, only 1 hit, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, and no runs. So that really put the Padres into that, like, that we could win this, that good mentality that we can maybe win this game. And so that's what they did. They tried to win this game, and the pitching was the deciding factor for the Padres, only giving up 1 hit the entire game before Austin Nola hit a ground ball to take the lead.
Bell at third base, Ha-Seong Kim at second, Trent Grisham at first. First scoring opportunity of the night. Nola on the ground, Lindor can't get it. Bell's going to come in to score. Kim follows him. What a job by Austin Nola.
Austin Nola put them ahead 1-0 really fast, and then right after that, Chris Bassett fans Manny Machado.
But it's 2-0 San Diego. That's a good pitch. Manny Machado.
So Chris Bassett went 4 innings, gave up 3 runs, 3 walks, and only 2 strikeouts. So obviously it's not what he wanted to do, but he really didn't pitch that bad. And before not too long after that, Trent Grisham scores the 3rd run for the Padres.
See what Grisham does, and he hits that one hard. Pass Lindor into center field. The stolen base pays off. Grisham delivers again. 3-0 San Diego. A rocket off his bat at him.
And then Juan Soto. Juan Soto makes 3-0, and just like that, the Padres are ahead 3-0 in the fifth inning, I believe it was, and then Machado is up to the plate, still against Chris Bassett, I believe it was, and he just had to put the ball in play.
Manny, the other way into right field, that's going to bring in the run. Soto's bunt moves the runner to second. Profar is in. It's all Padres now as Machado delivers.
However, the Mets strike out the side in the 7th.
Lugo to Bell. Got it. 96 miles an hour. Bell, the first out of the 7th.
After all the curveballs, Lugo goes to the heater and a big strikeout.
Back-to-back strikeouts, Bell, Cronenworth. Here comes Michael Givens.
And this entire game, there was a checking on Joe Musgrove if he was cheating or not. They checked his ears and still was not satisfied. And they're checking his ears because they noticed he was touching his ears a lot. And I really don't know. We never knew if he was cheating. They did not take him out of the game. But the final score ended up being 6-0, and the Padres only gave up 1 hit and no runs. That hit belonged to Pete Alonso, the polar bear. And the Mets really didn't seem like they wanted to win that game. How their roster is unbelievable, but so is the Padres, and the Padres wanted to win that game really bad. But the Padres really have been, they either lose by a lot or they win by a lot, beating the Mets 7-1, and then losing 7-3, and then winning 6-0. And now we're on October 10th, Monday. There was no scheduled games, no playoffs, which is normal. And October 11th, there was 4 games on, so we're probably only going to talk about a few, but we might talk about all 4. I just haven't wrote the script on a couple others. But let's talk about the Mariners-Astros game. Another comeback game where a team should have won and they didn't. But Cal Raleigh scored the first runs for the Mariners, RBI single.
1-1, and a line shot, base hit to right. In to score is Rodriguez. On his way to third goes France, and the Mariners strike first here in game one. And it's Cal Raleigh once again.
And he...
That was... they face against Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander is going to win Cy Young. And the Mets... Or the Mariners crush Verlander. Four innings, 10 hits, 6 runs. And so it really showed that the Mariners, if they want to hit the ball, they can hit the ball really hard. And that's what they showed hitting. And Julio Rodriguez had a double against Justin Verlander as well.
Here's a 1-2. In the air, right center field. That is deep, and that is down. Into the gap it goes. This is going to play 2 runs, and Rodriguez styling his way into second base. It's...
Not two after, Ty France. Pick and load.
And he sends that one deep to left field. Alvarez is back at the wall. He leaps. Oh, and drops in and out of his glove. Another run is in.
Ty France again comes up for the Mariners.
Do it again. Another 1-2. Back up the middle of the base hit. Rodriguez around third. He'll score easily. And it is an RBI single for Ty France. And look at the Mariners on the road in game one. They lead 4-0.
Take a look.
Just like that, the Mariners are taking the lead against the Cy Young winner, pretty much guaranteed. But the Astros then come back to get a double.
In the air, left field, deep, slicing. Kelnick will turn. This ball's off the wall. It's going to score 2. Alvarez in the second, a 2 RBI double. When they need a big hit, they get one from you.
At this point, it's 4-2, and the Mariners, their fans are getting a little iffy on if they're going to score. But then J.P. Crawford, who's not hitting the ball well, hits a long run.
Rider delivers, and that one is high and deep to right. And J.P. Crawford flexes his muscles. That one is way gone. Crawford launches.
That was the 5th run against Justin Verlander, and the Mariners were not done yet. They wanted to show to the entire world that they can hit the ball. And then right after, Ty France.
And he sends that one deep to left field. Alvarez is back at the wall. He leaps. Oh, and drops in and out of his glove. Another run is in. And France into second base with a double. It is 6-2 Seattle.
Seattle really was playing really well. And Logan Gilbert, 5 innings, only 3 runs, 5 hits. Really threw the ball pretty. He threw the ball very well. Justin Verlander did not, however, giving up 6 runs in 4 innings. Matt Brash then came in and didn't do too well.
A full arsenal in his bullpen. Gonna be the worst start of the year. It's Gurriel. Right, this one fly. This one not coming back. A booming home run by Yuli Gurriel. 6-3 Mariners.
And you can't, you have to be, as a Mariners fan, I'm not fully a Mariners fan, I'm more of an MLB fan, but Mariners, you have to be careful because you came back, won the game against the Blue Jays just a little bit ago, and already are the Astros coming back, and it's starting to get scary. Eugenio Suarez, then homers, and then right after against Munoz.
And Bregman sends one deep in the left center field. This is way back, and it is gone.
So the Mariners put in their closer to close them out in the 8th inning with a guy on first base. Alex Bregman's a home run, and it's 7-5 in the 8th inning. It was 7-3 at one point. So I'm watching this game, and I'm like, I really don't think we're going to win this game. And then Yordan Alvarez steps to the plate with guys on first and second.
Alvarez launches deep right field, and this one is gone! And the Astros walk him off in game one! Yordan Alvarez! Are you kidding me? What an incredible finish to game one of this American League Division Series.
So the Astros, as you heard right there, walked it off. Yordan Alvarez had a walk-off 3-run home run against Robbie Ray. They put him in, and the very first batter he faced was a home run. Paul Sewald did not pitch very well, almost got the loss. Andre Munoz did not pitch well either, and he's been very, very solid for the Mariners all year long. But right after Verlander came out, the pitching for the Astros really proved that they could pitch well. Abreu, 1 2/3, 3 strikeouts. Christian Javier, not amazing, only give up 1 run, 1 inning. I believe Hunter Brown, 1 inning. And then Rafael Montero, 1 inning, no runs as well. So, overall, the Astros, I guess, deserved to win that game because they fought through the end, unlike the Mariners. The Mariners did that against the Blue Jays, and then maybe they could do it again. But now, what game should we talk? Let's maybe talk about the really. It was a close game until late, and it wasn't a close game until late for the Braves. But overall, this was a pretty good game. The Phillies versus the Braves, and Ranger Suarez on the mound for the Phillies, and Max Fried was on the mound for the Braves, and neither pitcher pitched very well. Max Fried gave up 6 runs in only 3 innings, but the team that striked first was Alec Bohm for the Phillies. Oh, well. Max Fried gave 3 innings, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, really did not pitch well. But Gene Segura, or Alec Bohm, stepped up to the plate.
0-2. Swatted to right, 4 consecutive 2-out hits. And a 2-0 lead for Philadelphia. Alec Bohm drives in Bryce Harper.
So, obviously, they took the lead right there. And then Travis d'Arnell against Ranger Suarez at home run.
Hits one in the air to left field. It sends Schwarber back. It is gone. Home run, d'Arnell. That's what he likes to do. I mean, they went in. That's now his 12th home run on inside part of the plate.
So, like, already it's 2-1. It looks like this game is going to be really close, and the Alec Bohm is up to the plate again. This guy's on second and third.
One away for Alec Bohm. Bohm hits a fly ball to center field for Harris. Realmuto tags up from third. Harris makes the grab. Throw hits home. It's come off, and it's 3-1.
It really looked like Max Fried was going to throw the ball well. It was 3 innings, and he only gave up 2 runs. But then Gene Segura, and they just like that, they score a lot more runs.
Here's Gene Segura. He kicks the 0-1. Swing and a line drive up the middle of base hit. Into center field. Castellanos around third. They're waving to the plate. Here's the throw from Harris. It's not in time. Castellanos scores, and Gene Segura with a 2-out RBI hit. And it's 4-1,
and then Nick Castellanos.
Castellanos getting his chance in the big stage, and coming through with his third hit of the game. One run is in. Here comes another. 2-run single, Nick Castellanos. And the Phillies do it again with 2 out. They lead the Braves 6-1. By color.
Already is it 6-1, and that Edmundo Sosa makes it even more.
In for Edmundo Sosa into the air, right center field. Harris slides over. This should be deep enough. Segura's tagging. Harris in the shadows makes the catch. He won't even make a throw. It's a sacrifice fly. Segura strolls home, and the Phillies are on top 7-1. And
already it's 7-1, and I believe just the fifth inning, but the Braves don't go down quietly. Travis d'Arnell steps up to the plate again and provides some runs.
d'Arnell down the line for a drive in two. Has knocked in all 3 runs for Atlanta. A 7-3 game as he doubles home a pair.
As 7-3, Matt Olson, and late in the game, comes in.
2-2. Olson trying to get the tying run to the plate. Ball center field sends Marsh back onto the track at the wall. It's gone! It's not over yet! 3-run shot! Matt Olson with a 3-run home run, and it's a 1-run game in the ninth inning. About that most effortless swing you're ever
going to
see for a ball to go over.
The Braves will not go down, and I really, really, really like this Braves lineup. I really like seeing Acuna bat first. He's a power hitter who can also hit for contact. Then Danny Swanson right behind him. Then Austin Riley, Matt Olson, and then not too far, Travis d'Arnaud. Well, then RCL Michael Harris, I think, should get a shot at leadoff because he makes contact almost every time. Robbie Grossman is hitting the ball well. I mean, this lineup really is good. If the pitching can do well for the Braves, this team is virtually unstoppable. And that was the end of that game. The score ended up being 7-6. Phillies take the lead, so they're ahead in that series 1-0. The Astros are ahead in the series 1-0 as well. And I might as well recap one more game. Let's do the Guardians and the Yankees. Gerrit Cole was on the mound for the Yankees, and he pitched very well. Kyle Quantrill for the Guardians pitched not bad. Late in the game, he started breaking down. But overall, it was a pretty good game. The team that struck first was Stephen Kwan. For the... Stephen Kwan.
Calm the crowd. 2-0 pitch, high fly ball, deep right field, off the bat of Kwan, Judge to the wall, it's gone.
Middle, and that has been the issue for Cole. It's 97 plus, but big league hitters catch up to anything.
So, like that, the Guardians are ahead 1-0, and then Harrison Bader wants to hit the ball too.
Since that has changed its name, the other team has twice changed its location, and Bader, they changed the scoreboard. This is into the suites. Harrison Bader, former Cardinal, applauded by another former Cardinal.
And Cal Quantrill pitched really good. It was the fifth inning when he gave it, or no, the third inning when he gave up that home run, and he only let one guy get on base. And then Jose Trevino got a sac fly, making it 2-1. And then Anthony Rizzo kind of adds some insurance run at the bottom of the sixth inning.
It does, but it's
for high drive to right. Back goes Gonzalez. To the wall. It's out of here. Spike Lee loving it. Yankee dugout loving it. Sellout crowd loving it. 4-1 New York.
So Rizzo puts insurance run 4-1, and that ends the game for the Guardians. They have lost 4-1 against the Yankees. Gerrit Cole went 6 1/3 inning, 4 hits, 1 run, 8 strikeouts. Kyle Quantrill, I believe they're 16-2 when he pitches 5 innings, 3 runs. Not bad, but not great. The relief pitching for the Guardians, however, pitched very, very good. I guess since we only got one game left to recap, let's do the Dodgers-Padres. That game was a really fun game to watch because it was a sellout crowd and really, really, really interesting because it was never ended. You're like, okay, the game's probably over. No, it's not. Clevinger's on the mound for the Padres and did not pitch well. Julio Urias was on the mound for the Dodgers and didn't pitch amazing either. But the team who struck first was the Dodgers.
2-0. Smith runs one to his left center field. Profar on the move to try to get there. He can't. Turner's going to score. Smith on his way to second. And it's a 3-0 Dodger lead in game one. Four extra base.
Just like that. And then Gavin Lux already takes the lead 4-0.
There's Gavin Lux with two on and two out in the third. Look down the right field line towards the corner and down the fair wall. Will Smith will score. Lux has a double. Holding him.
And then Max Muncy.
On the ground, pitch to the left side, base hit. Here comes Will Smith to make it a 2-0 LA lead in the first.
And then a big error for the Will Maris Padres really broke the game open.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, kind of dropped on the ground to its first, knocked down by Myers, and a one run score. It is 5-0 Dodgers in the third. I wonder.
So just like that, they're ahead. But the Padres, they are a very good team. And Will Myers homers, but it was reviewed.
That one's sent deep to left field. Ranging back is Thompson towards the wall. He leaps, and it's just over the glove and gone. Will Myers gets the Padres on the board with a home run here in the fifth. And Myers gets the Padres on the board. So remember,
and then Trent Grisham.
Trent Grisham in a tough lefty-lefty matchup. Puts the ball in play. Cronenworth on his way home to score. And it's an RBI ground out for Trent Grisham. And it's a 5-2 ball game here in the fifth.
Just like that, it's 5-2 in the Austin Nola.
Nola to double to left field in the third. In the inner left, might be deep enough. Thompson coming on, makes the catch. Off from third, Kim. Here comes the play at the play. And he is safe. Padres get another run back. Kim, worse for the wear after he went sliding into home plate. He comes up with the third Padre run of the frame on the sack fly by Nola. The bottom of the order gets it done again. There's two.
So bottom of the order has been really, really hitting the ball well. for the Padres, and they actually scored all the runs, bottom of the order. But the final score ended up being the Dodgers won 5-3. And let me recap overall. The Phillies are ahead 1-0. The Astros are ahead 1-0. And the Yankees are ahead 1-0. And the Dodgers are ahead 1-0 in the series. So that is a recap game. That is day number 3 recaps. And thank you for listening. Please share this podcast. And thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball.